Minneapolis-St. Paul's expected to increase as much as 30% next year. That according to Minneapolis City Forester Dave DeVoto. News Radio asked DeVoto the reason for the rise in costs.
Part of the reason is that we're expecting more losses next year, so we're going to have to cover that. More trees that will have to be removed. We're kind of bolstering our deadwood trimming program, which is going to cost us some more. Also, we're going to do a lot more planting next year, so our planting costs are going to be up quite a bit.
DeVoto says the cost in Minneapolis next year will amount to well over $6 million for removal. About $800,000 has been budgeted for the planting of new trees. Property owners are not expected to have to pay much more because of the additional state aid. A Hennepin County jury resumes deliberations today on whether to award damages to a 22-year-old woman whose parents tried to have her deprogrammed from the influences of a controversial religious group. Susan Peterson filed the suit against her parents from Bird Island and against four other persons who took part in that attempted deprogramming. A veterinarian, Dr. Richard Campbell of Lewiston, has announced as a candidate for the independent Republican endorsement for Congress in the 1st District. In making the announcement yesterday, Campbell said the race for the seat held by Congressman Al Quie, a Republican, is wide open. Quie is giving up the seat to run for governor. Other Republican contenders include Arlen Erdahl, a member of the Public Service Commission, State Senator Mel Frederick of West Concord, and State Representative Gary Ladig of Stillwater. Minnesota Senator Hubert Humphrey continues to recuperate from his latest round of cancer treatments in Washington, D.C. And according to State Senator Skip Humphrey, his son, the senior Humphrey is coming along quite nicely.
Oh, just fine. He is feeling much better. I spoke with him yesterday, and his voice is strong, and he's most interested in what's happening here and also, of course, in Congress.
A large-scale testimonial on behalf of Senator Humphrey will be held in Washington tonight, and the senator will be in attendance. One of the two men connected with the disappearance last year of 13-year-old Loanne Erickson is out on probation. 25-year-old Edward Min served 10 months in the Hennepin County Jail for his involvement in the sexual molesting of the Minneapolis teenager whose body was found almost a year ago in a creek bed in Iowa. Min is out because he agreed to testify against another man, 24-year-old Clark Bailey, who was convicted of kidnapping and criminal sexual conduct. Bailey received a 60-year term and still faces murder charges in Iowa in connection with the Erickson girl's death. The Minnesota Energy Agency reports that Minnesota's major coal users have enough coal stockpiled for the winter to get them through any coal strike in the east. However, Assistant Director Ron Visness says some of the smaller municipal utilities, which get coal directly from specific mines, could face shortages. Congress voted this week to provide Amtrak passenger trains with an additional $18 million in federal funds in order to keep the trains rolling. Minnesota Congressman Bruce Vento is among those voting for the assistance this week. He tells News Radio the additional funding should keep Amtrak trains serving Minnesota until at least next March, and perhaps until May or June. Amtrak continues to lose money. Because of that, Vento says, Minnesota is in danger of losing some Amtrak service.
We're specifically in danger of losing the Empire Builder and the North Coast Hiawatha trains, so we're interested in maintaining those lines. We've already cut some service on them in terms of trying to save dollars, so that Amtrak officials have to be have to be related to how important these trains are to us.
Vento notes that service on Amtrak's Empire Builder and North Coast Hiawatha trains has already been cut because of revenue problems. The Minnesota Orchestra Association has ended its 1976-77 season in the black by just over $2,400. The Orchestra Association annual meeting will be held at 11 o'clock this morning at Orchestra Hall in Minneapolis. A luncheon follows at 12:15. Both events, by the way, are open to the public. The St. Paul City Council has asked the U.S. Department of Interior to certify the city's historic preservation ordinance. Federal certification would enable residents to qualify for income tax breaks if and when they rehabilitate historic buildings. Two areas would be eligible under the St. Paul plan if certified. They are Irvine Park and the Historic Hill District. Other districts under consideration for historic preservation are Lower Town, West 7th Street, Rice Park, and Merriam Park. A 23-year-old Rochester man died of strangulation yesterday in his Olmsted County jail cell after hanging himself by his shirt. Authorities say Daniel Trustee was found dead in the cell about 1 hour after he was brought into the law enforcement center by police because of a disorderly conduct incident near a Rochester bar. Once in custody, it was determined that there was a warrant out for Trustee's arrest because of a previous disorderly conduct charge and violation of probation. Twin Cities weather. Variable cloudiness with a chance of flurries today, high near 26. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 10. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, high near 25. Chance of any significant snowfall, 10% today, dropping off to near zero tonight, 20% for tomorrow. Northwesterly winds today at 10 to 15, becoming light northerly tonight. Sunday's weather outlook, a chance of snow, high near 28. Right now, barometer 29.76 and rising, winds from the northwest at 16. Humidity at 68%. We have sunny skies, and our temperature is 18 degrees. WWTC News Time, 14 and a half past 10. Coming up on NFL Monday Night Football.